Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with Thompson. Come on up here. Come on up here. Thompson. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners. Listeners.
Yeah. So, Thompson, we've been doing lots of bedtime stories because we were busy all summer. We couldn't do the cup of coffee, but we're back. And, I guess I need a little coffee. I'm going to be drinking some Island Blend from 365 Whole Foods and some powdered sugar and some Clover Stornetta organic 2% milk. Because I'm all out of regular sugar and I'm all out of half and half. Aw, womp, womp, womp.
Womp, womp, womp.
So what are you reading today, Thompson?
Biology. I said biology.
What are you reading about in the biology book? You were just asking me about DNA versus RNA.
DNA stands for deoxyribonucleic acid.
Deoxyribonucleic acid?
Deoxyribonucleic acid.
And what's RNA stand for?
Ribonucleic acid, I will guess.
You are correct. Now you're reading about, it looks like you're reading about organelles, which are the substructures of a cell, and you were just telling me something about mitochondria. What does mitochondria do?
Mitochondria burns food to make a superfuel called ATP.
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 When cell needs a boost, we smash apart the ATPs, which unleash flashes of life-giving energy. Waste not, want not. We recycle the leftover pieces back into new ATPs.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. What's ATP stand for?
Yeah.
Wow, we make 5 million ATPs per second? Whoa.
5 million, I would guess. Average size, 6 meters. 6 meters.
That's 1 times 10 to the negative 6th power of a meter.
What?
So I'm guessing that's something like a nanometer, but I don't know. I don't know what 10 to the minus 6 power would be.
I only read cell, mitochondria, DNA, RNA, and the two I haven't read is ribosomes and enzymes. So I'm going to tell you about ribosomes. We're the craft workers who build the proteins that your cells need. We may sound simple, but we are actually very complicated. We do whatever DNA tells us. We are the only guys who can read this ancient genetic code. People often call us protein factories. But we are not large industrial plants.
Industrial plants.
Instead, we are delicate workshops. Workshops made of twin interlocking parts. See? Twin interlocking parts.
So ribosomes are the interpreters of the DNA instructions.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Now let's move on to enzymes.
Enzymes are pretty exciting.
Enzymes? Protein machines that run your metabolism. Used in diabetes.
Slow down and sound the word out. You'll
read it better. Used in
diabetes. Metabolism. What's that word?
Metabolism.
That's correct.
Used in diagnostic
digestion
to break down food into simple chemicals. There are 2,709 different types working in the human body.
2,709 different types of enzymes.
In the human body? That's incredible!
That is a lot. I had no idea about that. 2,709 enzymes.
What? That's like That's like the letter B, the letter B, the letter C, the letter D, the letter E, the letter F, and the letter G.
Yeah, like 1,000 times.
It's like the
letter... Every letter of the alphabet 1,000 times and 109 to spare.
It's like the letters to the numbers, the letters to the numbers, over and over again! Letters, numbers.
No, it would be 100 times. 2,600. Not 1,000. Bad math, Dad.
Now we're moving on to life.
Well, let's put down the biology book for a second and talk about some other stuff. What are you doing in the rest of your life right now?
There's two bad things that's inside our body. A, virus, and B, bacteria.
Yeah, but without bacteria, we wouldn't have mitochondria, because mitochondria is a vestigial bacterial addition to our cell structure in plants and animals.
Well, then let's talk about virus and bacteria.
Without bacteria, we couldn't live. We have to have bacteria in our body. Our body is more bacteria than it is actual body. There are more bacterial cells in your body than there are human cells.
Well, bacteria is good, right?
Well, there's good bacteria and there's bad bacteria. Like, some bad bacteria, you know, bacteria is constantly, living off of each other. And it's all different sizes and all different kinds. And there's good kinds and bad kinds. If you didn't have the good bacteria, literally you would die. You couldn't live. But, if you get the bad bacteria, you could die too. Now, viruses are pretty much... Most viruses, as far as I know, are not good for people. Like, the Ebola virus is very, very, very bad. You know, HIV is a virus that causes AIDS. That's really bad. You know, there's influenza viruses. There's a lot of very, very bad viruses. Viruses are like 100,000 times smaller than bacteria, too.
Yeah? Okay.
Well, you know, actually, I'm looking at the clock, and it looks like we're out of time, so do you have any special shout-outs?
Oh, wait. Before we...
Special shout-outs to Grandmother and Godmother and
Lizzie, Love, and Cohen, and Dove, and Mama, Angela, and Arya, and don't forget Allie!
Yep, and Aunt Lori and Uncle Dave, and all our friends and family that we love so much.
All right.
Everybody love everybody. We'll see you later.
Bye, ELE.